You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham.
A non-native bee, which first appeared in the United States in 2008, is now popping up in Cleveland, Chicago, and most recently, Minneapolis. A research paper published in the Great Lakes Entomologist reported on the spread of this bee. One of the authors, the chief author, is Zachary Portman of the University of Minnesota, and he joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thanks. Good to be here.
So let me see if I can pronounce the scientific name of this bee, Pseudoanthidium nanum. Is that right?
Yeah, I prefer to call it nanum, but yeah, you got the genus name correct.
We really need a different name for this bee, by the way. From what part of the world does this bee originate?
So it's originally from Eastern Europe and then a little bit into Russia and maybe the Middle East.
And how did it get here?
We don't really know. My best guess is that it probably hitched a ride on some type of transport ship because it ended up kind of in a industrial port area on the East Coast, but we don't know for sure.
And it keeps popping up in industrial ports, Cleveland and Chicago. And, you know, so how is it getting from city to city by the same route, or is it being carried on trucks? Do we have any idea how it's getting around, so spreading so quickly?
I mean, yeah, we don't know for sure, but yeah, the best guess is probably trucks. So these bees, they'll build their nests in really any available small cavity or hole. So it would be easy for them to nest on some sort of shipping container or truck and just move from city to city that way.
What else do we know about the bee's habits? How does it behave compared to other bees?
From the available evidence, it appears to be more of a floral specialist, and it seems to prefer the pollen of knapweed. So it seems to be associated with these weedy industrial areas.
What kind of ecological concerns are there about this new bee? You know, I'll call it an invasion.
That's a good question. And it kind of depends. At this point, we don't really know. So there was a closely related bee that ended up in Australia, and that bee has actually become one of the more common bee species in some areas. So right now, with this Pseudoanthidium nanum, it seems to be present in pretty low numbers, but given the right conditions, it could potentially become more common and spread further and potentially compete or spread disease to native bees.
Right, a non-native bee suddenly appearing in North America, that's not a terribly uncommon thing, given the history. What does it mean for native bees and, of course, the European honeybee?
And at this point, it's hard to tell. I would say the impacts appear to be minimal right now, but we're still in the early stages of the spread of this bee. So at this point, all we can really do is monitor it and see what happens.
Do non-native bees offer the same kind of benefits that we get from native bees and the European honeybee, like pollination? You talked about knapweed. Is it a very discriminate pollinator, or does it hit other flowering plants as well?
Yeah, so it does show a preference for knapweed, but it should visit other plants. But in general, this bee would be visiting weedy plants, especially ones that come from its native range in Europe. So it could play a role in helping weedy and non-native plants spread and propagate.
Oh, great. So how can we tell this bee apart from other bees? Anything distinctive about it?
Kind of, but you need a microscope generally to figure that out.
Oh, so someone who thinks they've seen one really might have seen anything then.
Maybe. It is smaller than related species. But one of the issues is it is similar to other non-native bees that also occur in these areas. So the bee Anthidium oblongatum is another non-native bee that's been spreading across the U.S., and it's pretty similar visually to this one.
So I'm guessing at this point we're going to have to wait for the professionals to do a survey in Michigan before we can find out whether it's reached this state. It might already be here.
Yeah, it very well could be.
Zachary Portman is a research scientist at the University of Minnesota's Bee Lab. He's lead author of an article in the Journal of Great Lakes Entomology. It's titled First Records of the Adventive Pseudoanthidium Nanum in Illinois and Minnesota with Notes on its Identification and Taxonomy. Well, thanks very much for talking with us.
Yeah, anytime.